What's going on, everybody? Yes, I know I shaved. Just call me Babyface Sky from now on. We got to talk about something, though. I'm going to call it the Trump phenomenon. And what am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about how all of a sudden, seemingly out of nowhere, the Trump supporters is now synonymous with the freedom movement. And if you don't support Trump, apparently you don't support freedom. Now, I don't know if you all remember the quote, when the people need a hero, we will provide him for them. That's paraphrasing, but yes, that is a quote from Freemasons. And now all of a sudden, I have virtually all the same platforms that had me go on their shows many times want me to go on their shows again. But as soon as they realize that I don't have Trump's balls in my mouth, and I'm going to call him out on things that he said he would do and didn't do, or things that he says he's going to do that I don't think he'll be able to do, they don't want me on the show anymore. So it's literally like the whole freedom movement has been co-opted by the Trump and Q movements. And if you don't support Trump or believe that all the stuff he says he's going to do is going to happen, that somehow you don't support freedom anymore. This is very dangerous. And we saw it in the Canadian freedom movement. They tried it with the PPC party, and they basically tried to turn it into a campaign for politics. And now we see it on a much larger scale with the Trump movement, right down to the point where they're calling Canada the 51st state. Like, if this stuff doesn't make ring alarm bells with you, it kind of should. But what do I know? I've just been right about everything else and called out all the other fake people. Don't really have your best interest at heart. But Trump is different. The fact that he sucks Israel's dick every day, no big deal. The fact that the things he said he's going to do are virtually impossible, no big deal. The fact that he just started an international trade war that's going to make products more expensive for the citizens of all those countries while having virtually no consequence for the political class who implemented this on you, no big deal. Oh yeah, and then there's the whole Trump's all about freedom, when you guys neglect to remember that he hired Fauci, he did mass mandates, and he did Operation Warp Speed to bring the mRNA vaccine, and he still takes credit for this, when virtually every independent study that is commissioned by dozens of countries around the world are calling to end mRNA vaccinations because they're dangerous and the risks outweighed the benefits. But what did he do? He just met with another billionaire, and they're talking about how they're going to invest billions into mRNA vaccines for cancer and HIV. What could go wrong there? So when all the platforms, Alex Jones and all these others, I don't want to name names of people because I don't want to call them out too bad, but when all these platforms were all about the freedom movement, and now they're only about the freedom movement if you support Trump, that's kind of the antithesis to freedom.